Cowboys gonna always win. Then it came to the leaving part. Leaving Texas always breaks my heart. But a cowboy's always got some. Sunsets down, it ain't nothing new. Yeah, they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. They're always leaving town, chasing sunsets down the sea. Adios to you. Yeah, we're just passing through. That's what cowboys do.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates campaigning in swing states. Former President Trump at a rally in Aurora, Colorado, continuing claims that violent migrants are taking over the city. The mayor there says those are false claims. Trump also sending a message to people in Florida and throughout the Southeast impacted by hurricanes Milton and Helene.
To know that we are thinking of them and we are praying for them.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona campaigning. She participated earlier in a video call with President Biden on the federal response to Hurricane Milton, telling victims of both hurricanes immediate and long-term aid will be available.
Our nation is with you. We see your incredible strength and resilience, and we are working around the clock to keep you safe.
President Biden travels to Florida Sunday to survey the damage. Israeli forces say defense systems and alarms sounded in central Israel due to an infiltration of aircraft and drones. Today marks Yom Kippur, the holiest Jewish holiday. This is ABC News. Retailers racing to clear out abandoned Redbox DVD kiosks.
When Redbox filed for bankruptcy, it stranded more than 24,000 DVD vending machines at stores across the country. These kiosks, which once held more than 600 DVDs each, now pose safety hazards, clog remodeling plans, and require bankruptcy court permission to remove. Just getting them out can be costly and complex. Some are hardwired into electrical systems, bolted into concrete. Most kiosks will be sold for scrap, but a few could find new life as collector's items or even repurposed for other uses like cannabis vending. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Authorities in eastern Tennessee warning residents they may have to spend another night away from their homes. That is until officials can find out if a box found at Knoxville's CMC recycling facility doesn't contain dynamite. An employee found the 5x5 feet steel box Thursday. He used a torch trying to open the box when it began to smoke. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 46, partly to mostly cloudy and much cooler tomorrow. A slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 65. And tomorrow evening, look for increasing clouds with a low of 40. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Social Security benefits and supplemental security income payments for more than 72.5 million Americans will increase 2.5% in 2025. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase about $50 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the COLA increase has averaged about 2.6%. The COLA was 3.2% in 2024. Nearly 68 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.5% cost of living adjustment beginning in January 2025. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31st. Some other adjustments that take effect in January of each year are based on the increase in average wages. Based on that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax is slated to increase to $176,100 from $168,600. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December. This year, for the first time, Social Security beneficiaries will receive a newly designed and improved COLA notice that makes it easier for customers to find the information they need most. The simplified COLA notice is now only one page, uses plain and personalized language, and provides exact dates and dollar amounts of a person's new benefit amount and any deductions. Individuals who have a personal My Social Security account can view their COLA notice online, which is secure, easy, and faster than receiving a letter in the mail. People can set up text or email alerts when there is a new message, such as their COLA notice, waiting for them in My Social Security. People will need to have a personal My Social Security account by November 20th to see their COLA notice online. To get started, visit ssa.gov/myaccount. Information about Medicare changes for 2025 will be available at medicare.gov. For Social Security beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare, the 2025 benefit amount will be available via My Social Security's Message Center starting in late November. Those who have not opted to receive messages online will receive their COLA notice by mail in December. The Social Security Act provides for how the COLA is calculated. The Social Security Act ties the annual COLA to the increase in the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers, as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. A record high number of adults with disabilities in Wisconsin have jobs. More than 178,000 last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses and that larger employers could be doing more to provide opportunities.
I do notice that through online job applications that it's not quite as easy to get those skills and information out there. We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Many office jobs are no longer going to be in an office. That's the assessment from UW-Madison business professor Yuris Muriz, who says work-from-home jobs will remain part of the economy long past the pandemic. That's because many businesses took the chance during COVID to get rid of office buildings to cut overhead. Muriz says studies over the last several years have largely dispelled the idea that workers need to be in a physical office to be productive. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be back in Wisconsin next week as the presidential campaign moves into its final weeks. The Democratic vice president candidate will stop in Eau Claire and Green Bay Monday. This is Walz's sixth stop in the state since becoming the VP nominee. Walz will deliver a speech in Green Bay and take part in a campaign event in Eau Claire. There are just over 3 weeks until Election Day. Donations of used books to Wisconsin prisons have stopped. The Department of Corrections made the decision because secondhand books are used to get drugs into prisons. Opponents of the move, including the Madison-based nonprofit Wisconsin Books to Prisoners, say the agency is limiting inmates' access to information as it fails to pinpoint other entry points for drugs, including prison staff. The nonprofit has provided used books to prisoners for nearly 20 years. The ACLU of Wisconsin has begun investigating the matter. A Dane County judge is the subject of a misconduct complaint. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission says it's found probable cause that Judge Ellen Burrs got into an argument with one defendant and tried to arrest another defendant who didn't show up in court. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules holds judges to a high standard of professional conduct. The commission wants the state appeals court to hold a disciplinary hearing. Burrs could be removed from the bench. UW-Madison police say alcohol-related arrests at Badger football games are down since the athletic department started selling alcohol at Camp Randall Stadium. Alcohol-related arrests are about 30% fewer than after four home games last year. Last year at this time, UW-Madison police say they've arrested 90 people this year compared to 130 last year. Beer and seltzer sales at football games have been strong all season. Madison police are getting the word out about a major underage drinking bus near the UW campus Friday night. Police say they ticketed 131 people for underage drinking and confiscated dozens of fake IDs. Most of the tickets carry fines between $376 to more than $1,000. A Madison police spokesperson advises that young people busted for underage drinking should just be honest and cooperate with police. The air is getting more relaxed and the leaves and cornfields are turning yellow. Fall is here. With the change in weather comes a list of home maintenance that all homeowners should tackle before the icy stuff sets in. The Better Business Bureau offers some tips when preparing your home for the colder weather. Clean gutters. A buildup of leaves and other debris can cause your gutters and downspouts not to drain correctly. Improper draining can make water spill over your gutters, leading to foundation basement damage and damage to your fascia boards. In the winter, ice dams can form that can let snow melt underneath your shingles. Inspect your roof for loose or damaged shingles and make any necessary repairs. Damaged or loose shingles can let in water and ice during the winter, creating interior damage. Test your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors. Making sure these essential safety tools are in proper working condition is manageable and vital to ensuring the safety of those in your home. Check your window and doors for air leakage. Adding caulk and weather stripping helps prevent cold air leakage into your home and prevent spiders and insects from entering. Also check where pipes and wires enter your home. Organize your garage. You will undoubtedly use your garage a lot more in the colder months. Get rid of trash and clutter, and make sure your snow shovel and other winter use items are easily accessible. Fill or repair any cracks or holes you see to prevent bugs and rodents from entering that will be seeking refuge from the cold. Inspect your driveway. The frequent freezing and thawing conditions in many areas, along with tree roots and ground shifting, can cause driveways to develop areas of needed repair. Fall is a great time to fill cracks and seal coats to prevent wintertime water ice damage. Schedule HVAC maintenance. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, preventive care can help save you up to 25% in energy costs. Having your heating system serviced and filters replaced will ensure your system works efficiently. Cover up your outdoor water fixtures. Spigot covers are reasonably priced at your local hardware store and help keep the exterior pipes from freezing. Empty hoses of any water and move them indoors. Insulate pipes in unheated areas like attics, basements, and crawl spaces. Running a slow drip of water from faucets during extremely cold weather can also help prevent pipes from freezing. Trim trees and bushes away from your home to prevent heavy snow or ice damage. Clean up leaves and debris to prevent pests from finding shelter. Put away or cover outdoor furniture, grills, and other summer items to protect them from winter weather. Have salt or ice melt shovels and other winter supplies for snow and ice removal. If you have a fireplace, clean and inspect the chimney before using it. Ensure the damper works properly to prevent drafts when the fireplace is not used. Having the soot and possible blockages or creosote buildup helps reduce the risk of a chimney fire and can improve the efficiency of your fireplace. Reverse ceiling fans. In the colder months, you want your fan to move the warm air down, which means having your blades turn clockwise. If you have a backup generator, test it to ensure it's in working condition in case of power outages. Review your family's emergency plan, including how to stay warm, communication, and evacuation procedures. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group have announced the top four products moving on in the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The competition highlights the state's nearly $72 billion manufacturing industry and the high-tech, high-skill, and high-pay career opportunities available within the sector. The finalists are military medals and insignia from Metalcraft Mint Incorporated of Green Bay, Jolly Good Soda from Cryer Foods of Random Lake, Revo from Vulture Systems of Menominee Falls, and X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor from John Deere of Horicon. Individuals can vote once per day per device until noon Thursday. The winner will be crowned at WMC's Business Day in Madison that same day.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland, died August 18th at Upland Hills Health Hospital and Clinics. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Highland Fire Department. A private family burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family for a charity of their choosing. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Michael James Flynn, 82 of Highland. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola, died September 27th at home. A graveside service will be held at Manning Cemetery Saturday at 11 with military rites by Running Johnson Ray VFW Post 3032. A celebration of life will follow the graveside service at the Legion Hall in Viola from noon to 4. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Viola Rescue Squad would be appreciated. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family of William Richard Bill Oliver, 82 of Viola. Diane L. Turner, 70 of Boscobel, died September 28th at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 3 at the Boscobel Bowling Banquet in Boscobel. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Sunday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Diane L. Turner, 70 of Boscobel. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died Tuesday at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mays O'Maney are assisting the family of James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center and Cuba City. David Arthur Bartz, 82 of Richland Center, died Sunday. In lieu of a service at this time, the family invites you to honor Dave by making a donation to Grace. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for David Arthur Bartz, 82, of Richland Center.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you've been enjoying the nice weather out there today. Those temperatures are running about 20 degrees above normal, but a cold front moving through this evening. You'll notice the winds coming in from the northwest, driving in somewhat cooler weather by tomorrow. Now, there is a pretty good chance of seeing the northern lights tonight again, especially if those clouds thin out, so keep an eye on that. Otherwise, we're expecting a fairly quiet Saturday. There could be a couple of spotty showers forming by the midday, especially over portions of central Wisconsin, then again toward the Illinois border, but even around here, a few sprinkles are possible. Another chance of a scattered shower Sunday as low pressure sweeps down through northeast Wisconsin, the heaviest rain staying in the north and east part of our states. Otherwise, some gusty north winds coming in behind that, ushering in even colder weather as we go into Sunday night and Monday. Definitely feeling fall-like early next week with some hard frosts and daytime temperatures a few degrees below normal. Should see a lot of sunshine, though, as next week unfolds as high pressure works back in. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies, temperatures cooling down into the upper 50s throughout the late evening, 46 for the overnight low, north to northeast wind developing at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and much cooler, high near 65, slight chance of a light shower or sprinkles during the afternoon, wind out of the east-northeast near 10. Saturday night, increasing clouds, low near 40, and Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool with a slight chance of a shower, turning breezy later in the day, high at 59 degrees. Those gusty northwest winds forming by late afternoon. Heading into Monday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, low about 36, high up to 53. Tuesday, expect some hard frost in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy to sunny, low near 29 degrees, high up to 55. Wednesday, another hard frost in the morning, plenty of sunshine once again, turning pleasant, lows in the upper 20s, highs climbing to the low 60s. Sunshine, breezy and warmer for Thursday, low 39 with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 78 degrees after a morning low of 38 and a daytime high of 83, which is 1 degree short of tying the record high of 84 that was set back in 1928. Record low in 1964 was 17. Last year's high was 64 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:26, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:11. Winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.96, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a preview of Week 8 football matchups.
Eight-player football games include North Crawford at Kickapoo LaFarge, also Monticello at Belmont, and Wisconsin Heights is at Weston for the annual Oneewoke Weston homecoming football game. In 11-player football, Onalaska is at Baraboo, Viroqua at Black River Falls, Luther at Westby, Monroe at Evansville, Portage at Lakeside Lutheran, Wisconsin Dells travels to Mauston, Reedsburg at Toma, Adams Friendship at Watoma. In Six Rivers Conference action, River Ridge at Waseca Seneca, Boscobel visits Iowa Grant, and Riverdale is at Blackhawk Warren. Here's Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
The thing this week that our focus is to compete. We got to find a way to win the play. Offensively, find positive yards in every play. We cannot take negative yards. Defensively, we got to be assignment sound. We got to rally at the point of attack, find ways to get turnovers. And that's one thing our defense has done a great job this year is we are in the positive turnover margin on the year. We've done a great job taking care of the ball, and we've done a pretty good job taking the ball away. So against this team, we got to find ways to not hurt ourselves. And we got to be physical, and we got to get ready for them coming after us.
In the SWAL, Fenimore is at Belleville and Darlington at Cuba City. In the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton at Hillsboro, Royal at Nisida, New Lisbon at Bangor. Tomorrow, Brookwood plays at Ithaca with a kickoff time at 1:30. And in the Southwest Conference, New Glarus at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Broadhead Judah, Platteville travels to River Valley. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic of the Blackhawks.
Platteville is a spread team, so they're going to throw the ball as many times as they can. They have a really good quarterback and a solid wide receiver core. They were missing a couple of linemen for a few weeks, and so they have them back now, so we expect them to be pretty close to full force, and we're hoping to change up our defensive scheme a little bit because we haven't played too many spread teams, so we need to make sure that we're ready to stop the pass, but also have enough people in there to stop the run, too, because if too many people are dedicated to the pass game, Platteville will run the ball, and then you're in big trouble.
Richland Center travels to Dodgeville tonight in area high school football. I talked to Coach Andrew Troxell this week about the Hornets' opponent.
Dodgeville has historically played us really hard and really tough, you know, and so that's been the narrative this week with the boys is that we can't come in overconfident. You know, they've got some big playmakers. I know their season isn't probably as well going as well as what they would like, but they're not going to back down. I mean, they've looked at us as a potential win in the past, and sometimes it's gone their way. So we've just got to stay focused and play our type of ball game.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:35 tonight, and then it's live coverage on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, along with the Civic Media app of Richland Center at Dodgeville Area Football during the eighth week of the schedule. I'm Phil Nee.
Someone once said, "All my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwarz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwarz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
The Badgers are 2.5-point underdogs in Saturday's game at Rutgers. Wisconsin has never lost to the Scarlet Knights in five meetings. Running back Kyle Monage is one of the top ball carriers in the country. UW's defense line ranks 111th in tackles for loss. Under head coach Greg Schiano, Rutgers is moving up in the college football world. And you'll be able to hear the game between the Badgers and Rutgers tomorrow morning on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Kickoff at Camp Randall will be at 11 with the pregames of the broadcast starting at 9. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs acknowledged he needed to communicate better, but otherwise didn't go into specifics regarding his absence from two practices last week that led to his one-game suspension. Doubs said Friday that he absolutely wishes he would have handled things differently. Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur says Doubs is expected to play Sunday when the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals. Doubs expressed gratitude about being back and said he addressed the team after returning for practice this week. And Arizona players and coaches say some of the same things. They need explosive plays if they're going to beat the Packers on Sunday. The Packers come in with a 3-2 record and an offense that still has work to do. Arizona's defense is vulnerable. Its offense produced big plays in back-to-back upsets on the road, including at San Francisco last week. The Cardinals have the highest explosive play rate in the NFL. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on Sunday right here on WRCO 100.9. Kickoff from Lambeau Field will be at noon with the pregame starting at 10. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Marillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on fund and technical selling. The USDA's 2024 production guess was slightly lower than last month, but up 10% from last year, with no changes to U.S. ending stocks this month. Overall, the global old and new crop numbers were nearly steady with September. November beans were down 9.25 at 10.05.5. January was down 10.5 at 10.21. December bean meal was a dollar lower at 3.15.10, and December bean oil was 43 lower at 43.33. Corn was lower. U.S. corn production was up modestly from a month ago, down modestly from a year ago, with ending stocks now just below 2 billion bushels. There were no changes to new crop South American production or exports. December corn was down 2.75 at 4.15.75. March was 3.25 lower at 4.33. And wheat was lower. U.S. wheat ending stocks were down slightly, while global supplies were up modestly. USDA did lower production for the European Union and Russia, but raised the outlook for Ukraine. December Chicago was 4.75 lower at 5.99. December Kansas City was down 6.5 at 6.04.5. December Minneapolis was 6.5 lower at 6.43.75. Live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were mostly higher, watching corn and waiting to see if there was any direct business left to be done. Brent Barnett has that answer shortly. December live was down 70 at 187.57. February was 67 lower at 188.20. November feeders were down 15 at 249.80. The other months were firm. And hogs were up on short covering in the modestly higher midday pork. December was 70 higher at 77.65. February lean was up 75 at 81.15. Brent Barnett does have that full look at cash livestock after this.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Cattle country had some scattered trade being reported in western Nebraska Friday afternoon at 188. In the south, sales were being reported at 187, steady with Thursday's business. Southern live deals were priced at 186 to 187, steady to a dollar higher than the previous week. Northern dress trade was marked at 296, fully steady with the week prior. Boxed beef was delayed at the close, but were higher at midday with choice up 110 at 311.05 and select up 98 cents. At 291.71. Estimated cattle slaughter was 106,000 head. Cash hogs were mostly steady on Friday. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no comparison at the close, but at a base range of $69 to $76.50 and weighted average price of $74.34. USDA says pork values were delayed at the close due to packer submission issues. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor says 2024 has been an important year for U.S. agricultural trade.
Projected to be the third highest on record for U.S. food and agricultural export markets. And just 2 years ago was actually the record.
More news is next.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends. Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
Commodities economist says there weren't many surprises in the October USDA report. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
USDA raised corn production and lowered U.S. soybean production slightly. And Arlen Suderman says there's not much to update on U.S. ending stocks.
We're amply supplied with the grain and oil seeds right now in the United States. The market has well priced that in. I think the big focus now for the market is trying to find a home for these big crops, both corn and soybeans.
He says the grain markets are back to watching the U.S. and South America's weather outlook. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The USDA has cut its outlook for total 2024 hay production slightly. All other hay production is currently pegged at 72.9 million tons, 1.7 million less than the August estimate due to a slight decline in the monthly yield figure, but still up more than 4 million from 2023 thanks to an overall yield improvement. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Managing market volatility in stressful times. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Farmers have concerns about the ag economy and lower commodity prices. The senior market advisor at Total Farm Marketing, Naomi Bloom, says farmers should put together a smart management strategy for managing the uncertainty in the marketplace. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
A senior market advisor at Total Farm Marketing says farmers should be strategic when it comes to managing market volatility. Naomi Bloom says producers have been waiting for a price increase.
Imperfect weather in South America as things were on the dry side there, and that also was supportive to prices, and a lot of just that bigger negativity just kind of felt like it was evaporating from the marketplace. We've been pricing in that big crop, and traders were instead focusing on the future. And and looking at other global scenarios to help with price discovery. So the result was corn prices rallying nearly 50 cents, the soybean prices rallied $1, and wheat prices rallied nearly 80 cents just from late August through September.
She tells Brownfield,
"It's a great opportunity for producers to get current with cash sales. There were a lot of farmers that didn't get as current with cash sales as they wanted in the earlier parts of 2024 for various reasons. And so at least that allowed for prices to come up a little bit, so those with old crop in bins had an opportunity to get a little bit more current with those sales. And those who were just beginning to harvest and needed to price some of their forward contracting new crop had an opportunity to take care of that as well. So it was definitely a blessing for many."
Bloom says the key is to be prepared for volatility.
After this recent rally that the grain market had, a lot of people made cash sales, which was wonderful, but you also be needing to think strategically as far as, okay, now I have X amount of bushels that are still unpriced. What if we get negative news and the market starts to go back down? How are you going to protect those bushels? So that's when you could look at various put option strategies. On the flip side, we had producers who made cash sales, and then they were starting to think, well, what if the weather in South America is not great? Or what if we have a big drought here in the U.S. next summer? You know, and what happens if prices go higher? You've got to be ready for any scenario to unfold, either higher prices or lower prices, and just be mentally and emotionally ready for anything. But bottom line, protect your business.
She says a strategic approach helps farmers prepare their operation for the uncertainty of the markets the rest of the year. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Call it busy, call it a lie. And I don't tell you near enough just how much I'm missing us and making that temperature rise. But girl, I'm gonna show you tonight. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying.
Till the sparks start.
fly. Turn the lights down low and pull the Conway off of the shelf. Oh, yeah. Then we'll dance to the kitchen and straight down the hall at my old blue jeans and your sundress fall. Girl, we're holding the lighter and fires don't start themselves.
That was Darius Rucker with Fires Don't Start Themselves on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening, I'm Tim Thied here on this Friday evening. Hope your Friday went well. Yep, we're into the weekend, folks. We're already there. The week just flew by once again. We're already in the 11th day of October for the month already, so it is going by pretty quick. And you stop about, think about it, only 20 days till Halloween, so that's coming up really, really fast. But other than that, I hope everybody's having a great day, and weather's not too bad for this time of year out there. Actually, better than expected for this time of year. We did get up to a high of 83. Right now, our temperature is at 76 degrees at 550. The winds are a little bit, a little breezy out there, about 4 to 6 miles per hour out of the east-southeast. And it looks like tonight's supposed to get down to 46. So if you're going somewhere, I don't know how you are feeling temperature-wise, but if you're going out to take in football, then you may want to take a spring jacket with you, or a fall jacket, I should say, and then that way keep yourself a little bit warm. And speaking of football, I'm going to be on the air playing some music and giving you information until around 6:35 tonight, and that's when we start the pregame for Richland Center at Dodgeville in high school football. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Kickoff from Dodgeville will be at 7 p.m. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost one male black lab wearing a blue collar and one male German Shepherd wearing a red collar and a shock collar. These dogs were lost near Ithaca High School. If you find them, please give a call to 608-604-2022. And if you have summer plants and silk flowers in the Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin, you are asked to remove them by tomorrow before fall cleanup. You may leave fall and winter memorials out. All old flowers will be cleaned up and disposed of after tomorrow. And speaking of that fall cleanup in Eagle Township, as I said, that fall cleanup day is in Eagle Township and will be held tomorrow from 8 to noon. Attendance will be on duty. No TVs, used oil, paint, microwaves, electronics, or chemicals will be accepted. Any questions, contact Supervisor Wes Henke at 608-739-2988.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Last call! Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors Saturday, October 19th.
That's right.
Brogan's Hardware is in the final stage of the store-wide retirement sale liquidation. Now save 70% on lawn and garden, hand tools, plumbing, electrical, small appliances, Christmas, and more.
First come, first serve.
All large appliances now below dealer cost. Brogan's Do It Best wants to thank you for more than 91 years. Last call! Brogan's Hardware Furniture and Appliance Store closes its doors for good Saturday, October 19th.
All sales final. See store for exclusions. Cash or credit cards only.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed weekend at the Hub City Dirt Drags happening today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It's two full days of nonstop action starting tonight at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull featuring over $8,500 in cash prizes. Plus, don't miss the challenge trucks going head-to-head on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday kicks off with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. followed by hot action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m. featuring some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country. Event coordinator Riley Anderson and looks forward to the weekend.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 per day or $30 for the weekend. And kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss out on the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. See you there today and tomorrow.
I'm letting up.